7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When my Jesus walked. Wash my sins away. Oh, happy
day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me how. Oh, he taught me how. Woo!
Oh, man. Where did that come from?
I don't know. It just came out.
Hello, people.
Hey, it's a happy day today.
Apparently, happy day, happy topic. Happy life.
I love how I was just like growling and I'm like, hey.
I know, a little delicate.
I have different characteristics that come out.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot.
So, today we are going to talk about
people pleasing versus God pleasing. So, let me give you the definition of people pleasing.
Worldly or Jesus?
I got both.
I got one.
Okay, the world one?
Yeah.
All right, you say the world one then.
Okay. It said, a behavior pattern where someone consistently prioritizes the needs and desires of others over their own, often to avoid criticism, gain acceptance, or prevent rejection.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have more to that, or is that...
No, that's pretty much what it said.
Because there was a second part to it where it said, this behavior can be driven by a deep-seated need for approval, and can lead to feelings of burnout, resentment, and self-neglect as the individual struggles to set boundaries and advocate for their own needs.
Mm-hmm. It's very true. So regular people pleasing, I guess, worldly, you're trying to please others. But when you look at it as a Christian, still not a good thing, but you're putting others' opinions above God, which is worse.
It's probably easier to them.
Yeah.
Instead of going to look in the Bible or praying, taking the time out of their day.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the other people's opinions.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both bad, but when you look at it in our eyes and Christian perspective, saying yes when God calls us to say no, finding identity in what people think instead of what God thinks of us. So there's a little difference there.
It's definitely a big topic. I feel like everybody's kind of fallen into it.
Oh, yeah. We all have.
Yeah. And especially teenagers, I feel like they have it the worst because they're influenced a lot around them, especially at school and whatever else they do.
For sure. And a lot of parents are hard on them, so they get that mindset, like, I have to do good.
But some parents don't care, though. So then I feel like
they
don't really have a standard of what should be.
It depends.
Yeah. I had taught the youth class at church not that long ago, maybe like a few weeks back, and I actually taught something similar to this. It was the question that I had for them, and it was like the title was, are we living for the applause of people or the approval of God?
Mm-hmm.
So like, do you care more about what people say, what social media is and this and that, or what God thinks and what you actually are?
Yes. And we should be striving to focus on the opposite with, well, not the opposite, but what God wants, you know, to honor him. Nobody's going to be there for us forever like God will be.
Mm-hmm. And growing up, obviously, as I said before, we've all fallen into it.
Mm-hmm.
I would always be afraid to say no to people. I would always say yes to everything, like, do this, do that, okay. But I never really put myself first, or God first, I would say, when it came to that.
Yeah.
And I never thought of it in that sense of like what God wants from us when it came to people pleasing until obviously we studied for this and everything.
Right.
But yeah, so I don't know. I would always just say yes to them and I would feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And like, for example, even now sometimes I have to get myself out of it because if a client asks, can I have this day and this time? But if I have it blocked off to do something else that's not at work, I feel guilty because I'm like, what if I tell them I'm busy and then they drive by the salon and it's not, and I'm not there? They're going to think I lied or whatever the case
is.
This is the battle that goes on in my head. So I'm just like, so most of the time I try to not people please because I would do it for clients if anything.
That's also like work addiction too, kind of. Not saying you have it, but I'm saying a lot of people can develop that.
Yeah.
And that's like almost a form of people pleasing, but it could be a combo of work and people.
Yeah.
So it's the client and your work, it's money. And
but things like that go in my head and I'm just like, but what if this? What if that? And I'm like, I have to stop myself and be still. Like, okay, listen, like God, and just don't do that. And not supposed to do that anyway.
Right.
Especially work a lot.
And if you think about it, pleasing, so choosing yourself sometimes is almost leaning more towards God pleasing, depending what you do with your time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you choose yourself, you could be doing good for him. You could be praying. You could be, you know, which we do a lot. We're with God a lot when we choose ourselves. We're either studying, we're talking to him.
But even not the direct stuff, I feel like even when you infuse him in your life, like I could bring him to work with me because let's say like while I do lashes, maybe I'm praying to him or maybe I include his music or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
Even like not directly like having to read and all the stuff that we
expect,
you know.
It can be so many things,
Especially so that's when you like choose yourself. But I don't understand. The question that I always ask myself and others as well is, like, why are you choosing yourself when other people aren't going to be there in the long run? So, like, I mean, you know what?
Why are you choosing others?
Yeah, why are you pleasing others and not yourself when in the long run they might not be there? Because there's been so many times in my life when I did do that, and they're either no longer my friend and no longer my life. Yeah. Maybe they are my life, but, like, it's important to set the boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like everybody, well, like a lot of Christians say, people will let you down, no matter if it's family, your best friend. Like, humans are going to let you down.
They always say the closest people to you is the ones who usually let you down. So
and I mean, we've all been through it. We have to forgive and move on, but we're not going to grow from that. But God can help us grow in that,
if we let him.
If we let him. That's a good point.
That's the major point.
Major point. God pleasing and people pleasing conflict a lot, as we were saying. It's wild. The dangers, like you said, it leads to stress, burnout. It can cause compromise in your faith, like we just said. Approval never lasts, and people's opinions change too. So it's like, you're never gonna be good enough.
They say God is eternal.
Yeah,
can give you eternal life, so therefore his approval will forever be there. And he made you, so he's obviously gonna accept you, you know,
for sure. And especially when you show him that you care and you want to move forward with him.
Yeah,
you know,
there are root causes that I had written down. First one being fear of rejection. That's why people please. They desire to be liked or accepted.
I
get that to a point, but also if you're yourself and you're a cool person in general, you shouldn't really have to try that hard. I feel like people who have to try that hard are trying to prove something not to others but to themselves for some reason. You know what I mean?
It's quite possible.
Desire for control. Thinking we can keep peace if everyone is happy with us. Identity issues. Not being rooted in Christ, so we let others define our worth. And then the biggest word I feel that people struggle with is pride. So it's pride in disguise. It can look humble, but it's often self-focused, wanting others to see us a certain way.
Yeah.
I've been there in a friendship where they let themselves see how they are, like, in a certain way with a certain group of people and then change themselves for another group of people.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but why? Was that
many
like
people do that.
That's so much more work than just actually just being yourself, to be honest. Because then how can you remember how you are with them and them, you know?
It's true. I feel like you said, children or teenagers will struggle a lot with that. And that's more understandable than like being a grown, mature adult.
And if you are a grown, mature adult, then maybe there's some trauma thing in the past or whatever whatever got you to this place of thinking that you still have to do that.
And maybe we can teach the youngins to not care about what other people think and be yourself no matter what. Also, I feel like when you do that, when you're trying to people please all the time, they could grow to take advantage of you. That's huge. People will take advantage.
Listen, I forgot about that part, and you saying that right now brings me back, because people always took advantage of me because I was always so yes, yes, yes.
Exactly.
And then exactly. obviously things had to happen for me to be like, no, like I'm an adult now. I need to put my foot down.
Yeah.
And some people actually have a hard time accepting that because they're so used to how I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, and then they say, oh, you're this, you're that. No, I'm just grown and I'm standing up for myself now because I see more and know how things are. So, you know.
And your true people will accept that.
Yes.
In you.
Yes.
The people that are like, oh, well, I don't, you know, you're being too mean or you're being too much or they don't want, I don't know, they don't want to hang out with you anymore or something. Those aren't the people for you then. We can pray. We can wish everyone well, but the people that understand us most are going to want what's best for us and they're going to know that that is growth.
You would think. There's some people close.
I'm saying all the people that should be in your life.
I've had someone tell me before, oh, ever since you got married, like, you've become more sassy or this and that. No, it's because now that I'm married, I'm grown. I learned more. Like,
it's just, it comes with the
time. It just happened I got married.
Like, you're right.
It has nothing to do with the other one, but.
Because you got married. No. You're growing.
I spoke up for the first time in my life to the person, so that's they were all got flabbergasted probably and was like, what is this?
Did they not think maybe you had a few experiences that toughened you up?
Probably
maybe
not.
You're growing.
Probably
maybe
not.
God is training you.
I don't know what they think of me, but apparently they probably I don't know what they think, to be honest. It'd be great. If I could get that insight from you, God, that'd be awesome.
Pray about it, girl.
For real.
Pray about it.
Proverbs 29:25. It says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. So it basically reminds us that living for people's approval is a trap. It keeps us stuck. It keeps us anxious. It's not a great feeling. And we always think that it's never enough. And so when we trust God, we are stepping out of that snare onto the solid ground because that's what he provides for us. His approval is the only one that brings us true freedom and safety.
It really does. I wish more people understood that. It's so important just to know that. And too many people don't. It breaks my heart. No, it really does.
No, I know.
It breaks my heart. And all we can do is do this. And we can try to spread the word and support everyone as best
here.
We can. Be the best role model we can.
Yeah.
And come together with all of our brothers and sisters and fight this battle.
I was just going to say battle.
Fight this battle.
And when we start living for people's approval and we get stuck, we become limited to, our obedience to God.
Yeah.
And don't give him our full potential and what we can do for him.
Limited.
Limited for sure. We cut him short. We jip him is the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That's why we have to choose ourselves sometimes too, that part of it.
Yeah. Like we would rather be accepted than be faithful.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Yeah. When you shift your focus from what people think to what God says, you step out of that trap and you obviously get the freedom that he provides for you.
Yeah.
But safety doesn't mean life will always be easy.
Safety?
Yeah. Like God's obviously our safe zone. Like So safety doesn't mean that life will always be easy. It means that we're secure, we're grounded.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling to have because you don't get that from people or things ever.
You don't.
Because even when you put your safety in people, you think that you're good, you're solid, but then things happen.
Something always happens.
And falls through the cracks, and then all of a sudden you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And you'll always have God with you.
Or even just let down, even if it's like, you know, someone that you know is going to be with you forever, but they let you down. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen with God. God might make it a little bit trickier so you can grow from it and put you through a few things, but... It's like he's going to give us the best thing in our life. He's going to give us eternal life. He's going to give us joy and peace and happiness and all these other things.
I feel like people miss that because they don't experience it. You know how like everybody could have their walk with God and stuff, but until you actually experience his trueness of like what
him.
He can do for you. Yeah, him.
The spirit.
Like, maybe you got blessed with something. Maybe he's healed you in some way and you see him that way. I feel like until you experience that, then you'll fully 100%
know
what we're talking about.
That's why it hurts us when many Christians so much when you can't talk to someone about it or you can't, there's nothing you can say that will even have the other person, you know, question it or anything. We just want, like, what is it going to hurt? If you try it, then you can experience it for yourself and not have to you know, be in the world and not have his grace and
Christians
goodness
too, though. Like, so there's Christians out there that probably haven't experienced it, but that also depends.
Fake Christians.
Yeah.
Fake. That's horrible to say.
Well, fake, but also it could be weak Christians.
Weak, yeah.
Where maybe they think that they're doing all the things, but they're missing the one piece that they're to get closer to God and connect with him even more. Maybe they're not putting 100% in.
And if you're new, you're not going to see that full potential right away. You have to grow and be serious.
Yeah.
So, God-pleasing looks like when you obey God's word, even when it's unpopular. And it's for living, I liked this, living for an audience of one.
Yes.
That's a beautiful way to look at it, too.
Before I do, like, any type of singing specials at church or transitions or whatever it is I'm in front of people, I always actually tell myself that. Whenever I pray to God to give me, like, the courage and strength to do it, I'm like, let me just remember that you're my only audience, not anybody else. So, like, when I sing and when I talk, I'm looking in the back, but, like, I'm actually looking up and I'm, like, pretending it's just me and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God's love doesn't depend on our performance. What does it depend on? It depends on he loves us no matter what.
He loves
it depends on
us.
Nothing.
Yes.
Even if we don't know him or love him, he loves us still. Which is wild, but he's not gonna force us to be with him.
I like that he doesn't judge us in that sense.
Which is wild. If you really think about it, it is wild. He loves us all. He wants us all to change and understand and just know him. And seek him out.
It sounds simple.
Yeah, it's not. I know, I made that sound way too simple. It's not simple.
You have to put the work in, but it can be simple once you get into it. He can help you make a way, you know?
Right.
Down your path.
Right. So if we spend daily time with God, pray for the courage even to set boundaries and say no. We can ask ourselves, does this glorify God or just makes other, you know, make other people happy?
You said, saying no, you know what? I have another battle now. So now I overcame the hurdle of always saying yes to people. But now when I say no, I feel like I overexplain myself to try to justify why I'm saying no, instead of just being like, I can't or whatever the case is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, to kind of just explain, but you don't have to.
But, like, I go through hoops. I'm just like, hey, this because of this, because of this. Yeah. I'm just like, just say because of one thing and call it a day.
Yeah, you don't have to go all crazy unless it's, like, an important thing and you're trying to be like, you know, I really want to go, but I can't because of this or whatever. I wouldn't worry about that. I think we're just going to grow in that as we get older, too, especially you. You're going to... It's just going to come
I just continue talking easier. To God. Help me, Jesus.
That's going to get easier. And people-pleasing is exhausting.
Yeah, pretty much.
But pleasing God is freeing. So, like, do we want to be exhausted or free?
I want to sleep peacefully.
Free. Yeah. Peace. Yes, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, I find that my brain works overtime more at night if I am harboring onto things and, like, people-pleasing, because I'm thinking about it a lot. Just whenever you go to God, whether you're talking, worshiping, whatever way you need to express yourself to him, I feel like it's always freeing, like you said.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's like he gets you.
His spirit's living inside of you, so, like, he's helping you in every situation. You don't even know it.
You gotta let your guard down.
And people don't realize, even if you don't believe in God, whatever, like, I am a firm believer that all good things are from God. And it sucks because people don't realize that. And it's like everything you have is because of God. I mean, things happen in the world, whatever. But at the same time, joy comes from God. All these things come from God. And he wants you to experience these things because he wants you to know him. And it's like some people will never get to that point. And it's, and it's heartbreaking again.
There's like random points in my days where I just burst on and I'm just like, Lord, I just thank you for that client I just had. Like random stuff, but like I just always like talk to him throughout the day and like thank him for like even the littlest things, but I also thank him for like challenges that probably came up in the day or Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that I'm not looking forward to, but I know that it could be good for me. Like, obviously, he has a plan for our days and stuff like that. So I'm like, whatever it is that you want it to be, just let it be. Just take away the anxiousness, like, inside of you. Like, but, like, I just, people probably think I'm psycho if they hear me.
A lot of people do think we're crazy, Ray.
Oh, especially you in the car.
Oh, what I do.
When you're into the song or something.
Worship music. Don't tempt me with that.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh my goodness.
So how you were saying about people pleasing versus God pleasing, you can't serve two masters at the same time.
No.
And that's found in Galatians
1:10.
Because in Galatians 1:10, Paul is asking if he's trying to win the approval.
Girl, what's one of mine?
Galatians 1:10?
This says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God.
Mm-hmm.
If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. If you think about that, that totally makes sense. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. Obviously, right? Because if people pleasing were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. As you're obviously not trying to please other, you know, everyone else when you're Christ's servant. You're serving Christ. So if you're truly serving Christ, you're not gonna, nothing else matters.
How can you even grow from that?
I know.
The more you're in Christ, obviously you're gonna, and like in his word and stuff, obviously you'll grow. But like, if you base your life around other people, like, you're not going anywhere. It's like a dead end.
It's tricky. Because people can go far, like we've seen, without God, right? People can be rich. People can be kind. But it's...
How long does that last?
That's what I was going to say. It's like, it's not always going to last. And it's not going to be your biggest potential. And deep down in your heart, there's going to always be something missing. No matter what anyone says, there is going to be something missing in your heart. And that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Just like how one of my friends... they have everything going for them, and then comes to me and says, I feel like I'm missing something, but I have this happening, like everything is going good, and then what is missing? And she goes, I think I need Jesus. And I'm just like,
oh wow,
okay. Let me get my little Jesus cap on.
You have any questions for me?
Blast music.
I'll be praying on that one.
Yeah,
nice. Just to get back to Galatians though, so I just want to give a little context. Paul is writing to the Galatian believers to defend the true gospel in this verse and make it clear that he wasn't trying to preach for popularity or to make life easier. He explains the gospel he preaches came by direct revelation from Jesus, not from human teachers. Right? So he even shared his personal story. How he once persecuted Christians. So this is a guy who didn't believe. He persecuted Christians. But then God transformed him and gave him this calling. His point is that following Christ often means saying things that won't make everyone happy. If his goal was popularity, he wouldn't be faithful to Christ. And that's what he was trying to explain to everyone in that passage. That, like, you know... I got a revelation from Jesus himself. And if y'all don't believe me, like, I used to persecute these Christians, like, and now I'm defending everything. Why?
Yeah.
Why would I be defending something that I persecuted?
Right. Everything God says and does is legit and right. So nothing you can say can change that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you see, in the Bible, like, how bold Jesus is when he says stuff to people, and like how truth is truth to him, and like, this is what it is, take it or leave it type of thing. Which brings me to using Jesus as the example, because he always disappointed people, like religious leaders and all that.
Yeah,
but he never stepped outside of his father's will. So like, he always did what God wanted, no matter what. We're gonna disappoint people in life. It's gonna happen, but as long as you're standing on truth and it's God's word and truth, then keep going with it.
Yep. And he didn't care what anyone else thought about him.
Yes, and that's also a big one for people too. Like, we also care a lot about what people think for some reason. We want to be accepted. We want to be approved by them. But we have our identity in Christ, which you can find that in Ephesians 2:10. Because we are God's masterpiece. He made us, and we're created for a purpose and not for people's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen for that.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know you already listed, like, some things that people-pleasing can do to you, like resentment and, like, burnouts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it could distort relationships, for sure. Instead of being authentic, we perform.
Yeah.
And God, that's one of his biggest things, is not to perform anything, like, especially when it comes to him. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Faking.
Yeah.
Faking it.
Yeah.
Doing it just to people please. Doing it just for attention.
You have to be authentic.
Yeah.
Don't cover up who God has made you to be. Just be genuine and true to yourself. Especially true to yourself.
Yeah. I think it's cool that we're in a spot right now where we're singing for the church. Because I'm sure we've both been at a place where, like, we need it perfect. We need to perform this, you know?
Yeah.
But we're
when
learning.
When we first started, I feel.
Yeah, way more. Yeah.
But now I feel like it's more freeing.
Yeah.
Because we behind the scenes, we did the logistics. We know what we're supposed to do now. When we go up there, it's whatever God wants it to be. However it comes out.
Yep. And we're praising him through it.
Yeah. And obviously we pray to ourselves, like, prior and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So we're letting God lead and not us lead ourselves.
Yeah.
Or letting people's flesh, like, lead us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just nice that we've gotten the chance to learn that, because it does take time for a lot of people to learn that, especially in, I'm sure, in worship itself, like, the ministry.
Like, I remember the very first time, not that I sang in front of people, obviously, like, sometime after that, but the first time I actually let God lead and not the flesh lead, I just remember, like, I wanted to call it quits one of the times, to be honest. And I just prayed to God, and I was like, you know what? I, like, let my guards down, take over, whatever. And I actually feel like that was the first time I actually felt like, personally, I sounded stronger and, like, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That. And then I took it a step further sometime on, because my mom made a good point to me, is like, when you're singing lyrics, learn the lyrics and let it resonate with you, because if you're resonating with the song, you're gonna even show it even more.
Yeah, say what you sing what you mean, like, mean what you're singing.
Mean it, And after she said that to me, now every time we sing a special mm-hmm. or whatever it is, that's what I think about, and I'm like, that is true. So, like,
it works every time.
Even with praying, like, pray with boldness as if you're believing what you're praying, because sometimes I could sound like I'm like, is that okay, God? Like, especially when it's in front of people. So people have a lot of influence on each other,
for
whether you know it or not. Because I'm fine at home doing stuff myself, like, just me and God. As we said, he's our only audience.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in front of people, you're like, okay, what are they expecting? How are they going to think it sounds?
Yeah. I feel like it's a common human reaction to feel the way we have, like, you know, it's not easy talking or singing in front of a whole group of people.
To an extent, it's fine. But if you're letting lead you in how you're going to come out, then you're going to fail.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice that we have him to teach us, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I can say it's like a 360 from where I used to be and how I used to feel. It's like I can just let go way more than, like, I want to sound amazing. I want to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
I want to make everyone happy and love my voice. Like, no.
Love my voice.
Love my voice. No. I'm to a point where I am going to say the words and mean the words. And I want to honor God with my sound.
Yeah.
With my song. Like, that's what I want.
I think I always just spiral in my own head because...
Naturally.
Because I have a higher... I feel like to myself, I have a higher standard. Because when it comes to singing, okay, my mom and sister have sung for many years. Are they going to think that I sound just as good as them?
You compare,
My brother and my dad have been preaching this long. Are they going to compare me to them? Which some people have and told me I need to do X, Y, and Z. But in all reality, I just started out.
You're learning, yeah.
And I have to keep reminding myself, like, you're just starting out. Like, you're not... And you're your own person. You're going to be different. It's okay to be different than the other people. So I'm still in that battle, but it's okay. We're going to get through this one day at a time.
Yeah. We've grown so much. I'm just so proud of us.
Yes.
And that.
And in Romans 12:2, it says, renew your mind, don't conform to the patterns of this world, seeking applause, but be transformed.
I love that. It's my favorite verse in the whole entire world.
As I was writing it down, I thought of you. I'm like, I'm just going to love this one.
Well, obviously, think of me. That's what I live by.
Yeah, you should all live by that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna live do a shirt with that.
Buy it, please.
But the biggest thing is setting boundaries with love.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With love, you have to add that at the end of that, because
yeah,
people could be harsh with their boundaries.
Yeah. Or, you know, sensitive people can take things the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. And saying no to people can actually be the most Christ-like thing that you can do, because it
can be.
Can be, yes.
Yeah. Let's say they're like, you want to go twerk at the club? And you're like, no, I don't like that. Then maybe they'll learn from it and be like, oh.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I'm getting too old for this. Maybe I need Jesus.
I hope it goes that quickly in their mind like that. But it can protect our obedience and our integrity.
Yes.
Yes.
Say it again. Integrity. Protect your integrity, people.
Praise him.
Oof. Oof. That's a good one. No, it really is. Integrity. Oof. We need that in this life, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Without God.
And without God, that's why we gotta pray before committing.
Yeah.
To asking him if it glorifies him or if it just makes us look good.
Yep. If this is what you want, God, let it be.
Let it be, let it be.
If you want me, if this is what your calling is for me, please let me pass this test. And I passed. No, so I guess it is.
Speaking of tests.
I'm just saying, like, I'm living that right now. So, and every time I would take a test, I'm taking, like, the prereqs or whatever, and then the HESI test, whatever. Every time I would take a class or a test or whatever, I've been praying to God, like, please, like, stop me now if this isn't for you. Like, fail me.
Mm-hmm.
Fail me. Like, let me forget everything I've studied and fail me if you don't want me to do this. That's what I say to God.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if this is not what you're calling me to do, don't let me pass.
I mean, he's gotten you this far.
Uh-huh.
So.
And that's further than I ever would have ever imagined and even consider myself capable of.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thunk I could, like, do math or score high in reading comprehension?
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I couldn't. Even after high school, I couldn't pass that acuplacer test.
Listen, you should see how the both of us do math when we get the check at the restaurant. Sometimes it clicks, sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time it's me because I already know I suck at math.
Oh, that's just like a long, annoying piece of math. You gotta like separate. But
I thought I got more away from math now. Going the hair route, but here we are. I always sucked at decimals and all this and that.
Oh my gosh. You'd be surprised though, because I never, like I said, like I was like, I can't learn this, but if you just study for a few days, you would be able to multiply decimals. Like you'd be able to do it all. It's wild.
Wow.
And prayed about it. He would just help you focus and just get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Wild thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is not asking for perfection. He's asking just for our obedience. Ding. Here we go.
Oh, gosh. That was funny, though.
That was. God's not asking for perfection. He's asking for our obedience.
Yes. Ah. Ah. Sorry. That's a good one. Because when you abide and you're obedient,
yes, ma'am,
he makes you perfect.
Mm-hmm. Clock it.
Not the perfect of the world, the perfect to him.
In his eyes.
The perfect in his eyes. Perfection as to we are clean, we are forgiven, we are trying our best, we are getting into heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Saddle up, baby.
I think perfection is making it into heaven the first round.
Saddle
That's perfection
up.
To me.
It's gonna be a fun ride.
Why are we rocking back and forth?
Sorry, my coffee is really kicking in right now. I have so much energy.
My natural
That's
ADHD
why we're
is
faith energy off of Jesus and coffee.
But I feel like we're like that without too. But you might get a little. Your eyes, never mind. You're a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so if we're obedient, he's gonna do everything else. So that's perfect to me.
You're perfect to me. Uh-oh.
That's perfect to me.
I've been actually singing that the last couple days at home, like randomly, just that line.
Aw.
Yeah. I don't know why, but here we are. Full circle.
So cute.
I'm gonna zoom in on that
thing. No, don't do it. So, perfection is all about what God thinks. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can say you're perfect, or nobody could say you're not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the only one.
He's perfect to me.
So, yeah, I have a little more scripture if you want to. Do you want me to go last and then we'll finish up?
Yeah, I have a couple scriptures too.
All right. Better not be mine.
We shall see.
It's John 12:42-43. It says, many people did believe in him, however, including some of the Jewish leaders. But they wouldn't admit it for fear that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogue, for they loved human praise more than the praise of God. So, in this passage, John is describing some Jewish leaders who actually believed in Jesus deep down. They believed, right? But they wouldn't admit it publicly, which is wild because, like, you know, those who deny God, God's going to deny them, you know?
Is it because of who they're around that they want to show that they love God and they're two people at the same time?
So they were Jewish leaders. They were afraid of being rejected, criticized, or kicked out of the synagogue of the Pharisees, right? And they valued the approval of people more than the approval of God.
Mm.
That's wild. Like, you're sitting there, you believe in God, you know his word pretty much too, and you're going to deny him. We all know what God says about that.
And that's not being obedient either. It's
not good.
You're not living by his word.
Oh, no, no, no. So I just want to compare, like, in the John 12:42-43. So some Jewish leaders believed in Jesus, but they stayed silent because they cared more about human praise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Galatians, Paul says plainly that if his goal was to please people, he wouldn't truly serve Christ. So I'll end with, we face the same choice today. Do we let the fear of rejection or desire for approval keep us quiet about our faith, like the leaders in John? Or do we live boldly for Christ, seeking his approval above all else, like Paul in Galatians? That's something we should be asking ourselves all the time.
I definitely did before. Because, obviously, like, I always hid that part of my life back then in high school and stuff like that. And then, obviously, on the flip side, I would be going to church and this and that, but nobody would really know that. And I feel a difference of that versus me just not caring now and, like, let me just show myself.
Yeah.
Why not?
We're also so young, and it's not an excuse, but it's also, like, very normal to feel that way. Try to give yourself grace on that.
Yes. But I also knew better. I did it knowingly. It's not like I was just going with, like, the phase of life. It was just, I knowingly did it. I chose that for myself.
Sounds like you didn't fear God at the time.
Yeah. Probably because my relationship with him was weak. I wasn't reading his word as I should have.
Yeah.
So I didn't know much. I just knew of him and what I learned, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so without the word, you can't really get too far. And so, I don't know. That's probably why. But now, obviously, getting into it and being deep in the word and this and that, I fear God. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I got, like, any little thing that I do that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, God. Like, I'm aware of it now. But I definitely feel the difference between both, and I'm never going to go back to that side of it.
I'm afraid of my father. He punishes me.
It's hard to get out of.
Yeah. And I don't want eternal punishment either, so.
Yeah.
I fear. And I love. It's crazy how you can fear something and love. Like, you can fear God, but you can love God and Jesus and the Spirit so much at the same time.
Like, you always just want to do right by him.
Yeah. because you love them, but you also fear him.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. But I have Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek first the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." Mm-hmm. So when I started seeking him first and all that stuff in this second phase of my life as an adult, yeah. I realized that he does bless me, and like I get more out of it than not.
Yeah. Yeah. In ways that you don't even see sometimes, right?
Even even when I feel like I don't deserve it, too. Yeah. And I'm like, but wait, but like I did this, like why am I? But you know, you always have to ask for forgiveness and stuff. Obviously, we do things all the time because we're human. But
and then doesn't he supply the fruits way more?
Yeah.
Too
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
He just makes it so much easier to live, and to be an emotional, unstable little speck in the world. Ew. It's horrible. It's true.
No, it's horrible. It's true. And true. Your face really showed how
towards
it. Oh, and then the one verse that I love to hear, because we obviously want to hear this one day after all that we've done in our life. Matthew 25:23. "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
I can't wait, and I hope I hear those words, and I will hear those words.
I have pictures on my phone as well of like it's like a drawing of Jesus hugging you.
Yeah.
So I will try to find the ones that look like me. And go by that can't. Too.
That's a dream. I can't wait to be in his arms. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the best hug of my life. I'm just imagining it right now.
Honestly, because nobody could hug you as good as Jesus can.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I can say I have felt the Holy Spirit. I have felt a hug quite a few times from the Holy Spirit. And that's kind of what it feels like when you're feeling the Holy Spirit. Like you feel lighter, you feel more at ease, and you feel goosebumps.
I feel at peace. Like peace. I'm not like I'm okay with it. You
know? Yes. So imagine feeling that hug, like, but directly with God,
it's
our
like,
Lord
it's
and
like
Savior.
You could feel so relieved, and like you don't have to worry about anything. You're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
like you're on a cloud.
I can't imagine how much better that can be than feeling the Holy Spirit.
Oh my gosh,
I can't imagine. Love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you so much for everything that you've done and are doing in our lives. We never want to be anywhere else. We want to please you and only you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to carry on this feeling, I believe, forever because of just the time in our life and where we are right now and how passionate we are about it. I don't want to, please don't let us ever change our views towards you. And please just help us grow and tug us along the way.
Continue to have the zeal for him.
Yes.
And infuse him in every aspect of our life, not just certain ones.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, no matter how successful we may be, no matter how good, happy, whatever we may be, let us always remember
to give back to you.
Yeah. Where we came from.
Yes.
To give back, yes, to never stop showing that we want more. We want to listen
and to
and
be
read
that
and
light for other people to see the difference in us, and just always never be hypocritical.
Yes.
And just live true and genuine.
And do what we're called to do.
Amen.
In the name of your precious, beautiful son, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Whenever you just sit back and you dwell in his love and you're just expressing it like that. I didn't plan on praying, but it just kind of...
Yeah.
I think he was showing us that, like, okay, I am here with you. And it just kind of came out and that was good.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh. And here's our fun little songy song.
Songy song song.
Hey.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. Light unto the world. Light unto my life. I will live for you alone. You're the one I seek, knowing I will find all I need in you alone, in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you, who you I'll serve. If this life I lose, I will follow you.